If you are currently staying in a 99 years leasehold landed property, you should continue to watch on. As we all know, there are thousands of 99 years leasehold landed properties in Singapore, since most of such homes are built way back in the 1990s via the government land sale program, whereas some others are built way back in the early 1960s or even 1970s via private landowners. I know many such owners sitting on a decaying lease will be asking, will the government top up my lease back to a fresh 99 years? Well, based on SLA website, in general, the government policy is to allow lease to expire without renewal. In landscape Singapore, we need to recover land upon lease expiry to reallocate it to meet fast-changing socio-economic needs. Nevertheless, the government will consider renewal of state lease on a case-by-case basis, where they are in line with planning intention. For residential use, the government may allow lease renewal if it results in land use intensification, mitigation of property decay, and preservation of community. Sadly, for landed properties owners, they don't really fulfill the above condition. Hence, when the government of the day will likely let the lease expire without renewal. Yes, I know, some will go and bank table. Sorry, folks. Same as per 99 years HDB flat. When the lease is up, they will have to choose ver or let its lease lapse. This is the government positioning all this war. For 99 years leasehold landed property, whether you are sitting on state land or private land returning back to the reversionary landowner, I'm very sure they wouldn't top up your lease. Why leh? Very simple. Say, your lender now can sell for $1 million with a 30 years remaining. If our government let you top up, how much should they charge you for that? $200,000 or $500,000? Later you complain no money to top up. Again how? Come GE, you sure whack me. Why bother to find a hole and jump me right? Let's say, you already get your way. The lease is top up back to a fresh 99 years. I'm very sure you will sell it for the next day for $3 million. Minus the $500,000 lease top up, you easily make $1.5 million indirectly from taxpayers' monies. Will the government do that? Well, your guess is as good as mine. Anyway, if you want to live like a king in the heart of Boon Keng, you can consider coming here. The detached houses are super huge. They cost $1.3 million based on last transaction in 2023. However, they come with a catch. They have a remaining lease of 26 years. For some religion group or private living operator for senior living, the shorter lease don't really bother them.